welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So I am so excited because my 12-week online e-course has officially launched, and we are open for enrollment, you guys. So this is a course that I have had over 5,000 women on. And it is a 12-week e-course that you can do at your own pace. And it's if you are ready to elevate your life, truly take your happiness and your connection and just your perspective on how you view your life and really busting those blocks of fear and calling them out and working your way through them. This is everything that I have ever done to move through my blocks, to really help with my fears, help with my anxiety, and start before I'm ready. And it is all about connecting you to this insanely beautiful tribe of incredible women who are doing the exact same thing. So you're doing the work at the same time. And about this course, you get 12 weeks of different lessons. So each week is a new lesson, and it is over 7.5 hours of video for you to watch as well. There is a weekly PDF for you to read on each lesson, and then there's coursework. So it doesn't take much time, and it's definitely a go at your pace course. And once you enroll, you have a lifetime membership into my Bliss Tribe, which is absolutely freaking fantastic. The women in there are truly game changers in the world. And if you're ready to step into a leadership role, that's a beautiful place to be able to do it too, to not only get the support that you are looking for, but to also be able to support so many other people. So you guys, I would love for you to check that out. We also have a weekly meditation in there to go along with every single lesson. And if you want to know more, watch the video at theblisshabit.com. So this episode is brought to you by theblisshabit.com, and I'm so incredibly excited for you guys to go and check that out. So this week, I want to chat with you. I just got back from Tony Robbins' UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within. This was the second time that I have been to UPW. And for those of you who don't know, Tony Robbins is probably one of my biggest mentors. He has a Netflix TV or a Netflix movie out called I Am Not Your Guru. Definitely go watch it if you are into self-development. I went 4 years ago, and actually at UPW, Unleash the Power Within, you walk on fire the first night for real. I know you're like, did you just say you walk on fire? Why would I ever do that? I did not think I would be able to do it either, but basically it's taking your limiting beliefs of what you can do and completely crushing them. So you pretty much spend all day reprogramming your mind. And by the time, you know, 1 a.m. rolls around, which is when you are walking on hot coals, you are ready. You are completely ready to go. And I actually had my assistant and her boyfriend come because we like to do things as a team here. It's really tough to go to an event like this and completely develop and rock your world and, you know, change your perspective again and really just shift your entire mindset. You come back so elevated and not have your team on the same page as you. So it was so much fun because our whole team is like completely busted through their blocks. My assistant Francesca wasn't sure if she was going to be able to walk on coals, and she was all about it. She was so excited to do it. So that just shows, really, no matter what you're thinking in the beginning, you can really shift your mindset if you go through total immersion. So with that said, I probably have a million different lessons that I would love to share with you that I learned. But one that I remembered from the time before as well that was highlighted that I just thought would make a great quickie today is Tony was talking about recipes and how there's literally an exact recipe for everything, whether it is your body, success, writing a book, creating a business, making $1 million, making $10 million, there is an exact recipe. You're like, oh my God, give me the recipe. I want the cookbook on all of those things. I want the cookbook on all of those things as well. But the things that I want to really highlight for you so that you know whatever you are cooking up, whatever you want to do, you can start searching for the recipe. And that is going to be the difference from you who's going to go get exactly what you want and learn exactly what it is and the other people who are not willing to figure it out, right? It's all about willingness. So if you, if there was an amazing recipe, let's just say for cupcakes. Yep, I'm thinking about cupcakes. And it was a world-class baker. And he has this incredible recipe that is probably the best cupcakes in the entire world. If he or she gave you this exact recipe, could you make those cupcakes? Yes, absolutely you could, right? If you followed it to a T. But there are a few different variables because there are some things that will differ from if you are going to be able to make this exact recipe, right? What type of ingredients are you going to get? You have to ask exactly what ingredients that person used. Were they really quality ingredients? You want to make sure that you went with the best exactly like they did. And in the beginning, sometimes you may not be able to purchase, get, or find those quality ingredients. But even if you're still following the recipe, you're going to get something somewhat similar. So that's what you have to remember. In the beginning, even if you cannot get the quality or pay for the type of help or certain things that you need at a higher level, you can still make a freaking cupcake, right? But it might be in phases. You might get that world-class cupcake in a year or 2 years, but you're still going to be able to have cupcakes and people are going to love them. So you just have to remember the quality of the ingredients does matter, but you can always strive for that later. And what's another variable? The other variable is what intensity are you baking it at? What is the temperature you're baking it at? Because we can make these cupcakes, right? But if we're not putting it out with enthusiasm, if we're not carrying the energy of being excited about our product, these awesome cupcakes that we are promoting, right? If we're not out there and excited and just sharing with everyone how rad our cupcakes are, then we're not going to get the same return on those cupcakes. So you have to remember, not only do you have to have the recipe, but at what intensity are you baking up your idea at? Are you staying enthusiastic? Are you believing in it? Are you reminding yourself every morning through your prayer and meditation that people need what you have? They want to be fed these cupcakes. They want them so bad. So we have quality of ingredients as a variable. We have the temperature in which you cook them. But if you can find the recipe, you guys, you can do it. So there's a recipe for, having that body that you desire too. So what would you do if you had a goal of becoming one of the healthiest people that you know? You would go and talk to the healthiest person that you know, or you could find, or you would email them and you would ask, exactly what is that recipe or who did they use? What coach did they use and follow in those footsteps? A lot of times we make it way harder than it actually is. And a great thing to do is, find a coach or find a program, find the book that somebody wrote, find a mentor, listen to a podcast to find the exact steps because there is a recipe for everything, right? There's a recipe for athletes. There's a recipe for having an amazing business. business, there is an exact recipe to be an incredible network marketer. So you guys, because in our network marketing company, people always ask us, how do you do it? And a lot of times they're just not willing to take the steps that are in the recipe to do it, right? You have to go out, you have to talk to people all the time. This is the same with any business. You have to promote it with passion. It has to be something that you're so proud of, right? You have to be on the corner screaming, I've got amazing cupcakes, and tell people how delicious they are. Because if you don't think your business is delicious, then nobody is going to want to even try a bite. But if you're over here like talking about how amazing it is, what it's done for you, how many people have loved your cupcakes before, just go on and on and on and on. Do you like that I keep talking about cupcakes? I mean, like, it's almost like I'm making you hungry for this. Actually, maybe I'm just making me hungry for this. But you guys, figure out the recipe. That's what I want to show you. Is I don't care who is listening to this. I don't care if you don't have an education in what you want to do. I don't care if you feel like you are not ready. It's a recipe. You take the first step. You put the first ingredient in, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next. And you keep asking, what was the variable? Okay, this batch didn't turn out how I wanted it to. Why? What was I missing? What intensity was I missing? What ingredient do I have to make sure is more quality for the next batch? You guys, it is just putting that batch in over and over and over and over until finally you pull it out of the oven and you're like, oh my God, this is it. This is the recipe. And you repeat, right? And then you see how much better you can get it after that. But it is patience. And and that is something that is so big. It's not going to happen right away. And if it does, oh my God, give me your recipe, please. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for all of you. For those of you who don't know, my husband launched a new podcast as well. It is called For the Love of Money. And that is at fortheloveofmoney.com. So if you're husbands, I know a lot of my listeners are female. And for all you guys out there, what? I'm so excited that you're on. But also, if you want to take your life, your business, career to the next level, that is all about busting through your money blocks too. And I know that the guys will enjoy it too. He's got tons of amazing guys on there and women. So thank you again. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.